Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
On May 1st, more than 150 members of Congress, 40 senators, and 85 pro-life groups joined the Susan B. Anthony list and sent a letter to HHS Secretary Alex Azar asking that the Trump administration immediately revise Title 10 regulations so abortion clinics no longer receive Title 10 grants. Joining me today is Mallory Quigley. She is the Vice President of Communications with the Susan B. Anthony list. Mallory, welcome to the Daily Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Mallory, it really is time to defund Planned Parenthood and all abortion clinics from receiving Title 10 family planning dollars, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I would say that the reasons for doing this, the list is a mile long. I'm sure listeners will be familiar with the fact that Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business, which does more than 330,000 abortions every year. But a new statistic out from our research arm, the Lozier Institute, took a look at the national abortion rate and compared it to the abortion rate inside Planned Parenthood facilities and the abortion rate inside other abortion clinics. And what we found was that over a 20-year period, while abortions at clinics other than Planned Parenthood were reflecting the national trend and they were actually decreasing by more than 50%, Planned Parenthood's abortions during the same time period increased by 142%. So there was actually an additional 3 million abortions that were done outside of what would have happened if Planned Parenthood had just been following the national trends. And I think that we can attribute that to their aggressive marketing strategy, the way that they push and sell abortion onto women in difficult circumstances and even young girls. We will never give up in the fight to disentangle American taxpayers from the abortion business.
I encourage our listeners to join us tomorrow as we talk about why it's time to change the regulations for Title 10 and who receives these funds. Join us tomorrow as we continue the conversation.